And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. It's Chris Mensink. Coach, how's it going today?
Going well. How about you, Luke?
Not too bad. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us here this morning, Coach. And a big win for you guys on the road in Wabasha. You pick up the win over Wabasha Kellogg. A 66-14, Coach, the final score. Take us to the game overall and how you thought the team played.
Yeah, will do. Yeah, I thought we were clicking on offense for the most part for most of the night. We had a great offensive output. We had 43 plays for over 415 yards in 24 first downs and held Wabasha to 125 yards, 21 yards passing and 104 in the run game. Really had a lot of opportunity to get a lot of kids in the game and got some opportunities there. So in the passing game, like I said, Dylan O'Connor was 6 for 12 for 95 yards and had two touchdowns. With those touchdowns, he surpassed the single-season touchdown record at Fillmore Central, surpassing Coach Andy Todd. So that was a special moment for those two, mentor and mentee. He had a great ball game. He had a great season. Has a great season going. So Andy has held that record for 10, 11 years here. So Andy had 19, and now Dylan has 20 on the season. So hopefully we can continue that. Also in the passing department, Bryce Corson threw a pass for a touchdown. As well, one pass for one completion for 25 yards. On the receiving end of those passes, Luke Hellickson was our leading receiver, caught the most balls. He had two receptions for 20 yards. Greg Kennedy was our leading yard reception. He also had two catches for 41 yards. He was close to getting in the end zone right before half there and fell at the, caught the ball about the 1 yard line. We're hoping to get him in the end zone, but had a great night nonetheless. Chase Christensen caught a ball for 19, Bryce Corson one for 15, and Dylan O'Connor caught that ball for 25. In the rushing department, we had a lot of kids with some carries. We had Anthony Keeney carried the ball for 39 yards. Josh Haugrud carried the ball four times for 33. Our leading rusher on Thursday night was Kyle Daniels, carried the ball five times for 70 yards. Chase Christensen carried it twice for 17. Kane Larson got in the end zone, his first varsity touchdown. A freshman carried the ball four times for 21 yards. Bryce Corson had four carries for 87. Dylan O'Connor carried it twice. Connor Hovey had a carry for 3 yards. Cody Serfling a carry for one. Noah Rothering, nice evening, had two carries for 30 yards for a nice average. And Jake Fischbacher got in the end zone, one carry for nine to round out our offensive carries and yards.
66-14, again, the final score, like you mentioned. A lot of different guys getting into the game. Several different guys finding the end zone. The offense is really clicking against a Wabasha Kellogg team. And then Wabasha Kellogg offensively, they run a very unique offense, and your defense was able to hold them to just 14 points.
It is. And, you know, Coach Klingbeil and I were talking before the game. You know, we talk about Section 1 in our district, and we see a little bit of everything from spread to veer to the single wing, we get a lot of opportunities, and our defense, gets an opportunity to see a lot of things. So if you can come out of Section 1, you're battle tested, and your defense is usually pretty sound and able to line up against most anything you're going to see in the playoffs. So, this is definitely a unique week. There's some gimmick things, and if you're not prepared and ready, that you can get caught off guard and give up some big plays. So I thought our defense did a great job of recognizing things, reading their keys and getting to the football and gang tackling. And we did have finally our first defensive touchdown of the season. Coach Broadwater's kind of been ribbing our varsity because our JV defense has gotten like three defensive scores, but our varsity hasn't had one. Well, Bryce Corson took that to heart last night or the other night, and he took a pick back to the end zone. I think he broke probably four, five, six tackles there to get in the end zone. So he was pretty smiley when he got, didn't say much, but he looked at Coach Broadwater, and that was kind of a unique and a cute moment.
Very cool to hear that again, 66-14, the final score, Coach. Your defense has been good all season long. You're allowing just 9 points per game. The offense scoring about 37. Looking at the season as a whole, Coach, you must be pleased with how both sides of the ball are playing.
Yeah, you know, this is a special group. We had a good taste of that, what was coming last year, and our kids put in a lot of work in the off season, and I'm very proud of them, and I'm happy for them. But again, they're on track for reaching a lot of their goals, and they're going to continue to work to get better because game seven, and with the final regular season game coming up and the postseason starting, it's game by game. So you got to continue to get better, or your season's going to be done. So our kids are well aware of that, and they're going to continue to work to continue to improve.
Coach, you mentioned it, just one game left. It's a short week, short turnaround, Wednesday night game. You're hosting Winona Cotter. What do you expect to see from the Ramblers?
Well, yeah, so it's a real contrast in what the overall Wabasha likes to run the ball, and a very unique offense. Well, now coming this week, we have a short turnaround, and Winona Cotter's got a great quarterback and a lot of different weapons. I think they have 8 different receivers that catch the ball. One of them, their leader, I think, is averaging 8 catches for over 100 yards a game this year. They spread it out, and I think there's been a few ball games where they've only ran it 4, 5, 6 times. So the ball is going to be in the air, and our kids got to be ready to defend the pass this week. So it's going to be a different prep this week, which is, like I said, in our district, you're going to see a lot of different things, and you better be able to adapt to both and defend the run and the pass. So it'll be a good challenge for our kids this week.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. They're 7-0 now on the season, coming off that 66-14 win over Wabasha Kellogg last week. They take on Winona Cotter next week at home. Coach, it's a unique time of year. Obviously it's every season, but it's those short turnarounds, you know, the Thursdays to Wednesdays, then to Tuesday. What's so difficult about, you know, these 3 games really crash course together in a short amount of time?
Well, I think number one is you got to keep your kids healthy and take care of their bodies and listen to their bodies. And, you know, it's not this time of year where you can have the 2-3 hour practices. It's wearing on those kids. The ground's getting harder, and in the short turnaround, you got to make sure everybody's feeling right. I think that was one of our goals coming out of this game this week. Is first of all, we got to make sure everybody's healthy. You want to get the win. You want to be healthy, and listen to your kids. So I think that's the main thing with these short turnarounds. That's part of the reason our district went to that Thursday night game, to give that body some more recovery time. When you go from, now we can go, you know, go from a Thursday to a Wednesday to a Tuesday, rather than, you know, you get 3 games in 10 days. That's tough on kids and in a physical sport like football.
Chris Mensing with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. Coach, anything else you want to add in here as we wrap things up?
Yeah, again, I just want to thank our parents. They always travel well. They make the trip in the middle, you know, on a school night down to Wabasha to cheer these kids on, and we sure appreciate that and are always so well taken care of. I want to thank the Shopskys and the Craigs and the Iversons, Jess and Lee Larson and Nate and Cassie Mandico for the wonderful pregame meal. I think I'm still full. And then also want to thank the Fischbachers, Lads, Mayors, Gosmans, and Ristows for the postgame meal coming home from Wabasha. Our kids get home late, and they're very hungry after that game. So we sure appreciate that support from our parents and community.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. The Falcons 7-0 on the season. Take on Winona Cotter at home Wednesday night, 7:00 to kick off there in Harmony. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next Wednesday.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Luke, and thanks for all you guys do for high school sports.
We appreciate that. Thanks, Chris.